Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is John Moore, and I have my wife, Kristen, with me.
Good afternoon.
And we are joining you, and we have a lot of things to update you on from our journey into the voiceover world. So I'm going to let Kristen kind of start this off and explain what we've done to our studio so far and what we're doing with like this stuff on the wall and the speakers and all that stuff. So tell us a little bit about what we've done so far.
Well, not a lot, but we have done some soundproofing on one of the walls, the exterior wall to the Old Town Walking Mall, and some of the interior walls to other offices here. And we have a big board up on the wall with our ideas that we'll be doing and microphone. John's been working on the tech side of everything, producing, and today I did my first voiceover acting for a thriller.
Yeah, so the cool thing with the whole technical side, well, I don't know how cool this is because it takes a lot of work and a lot of trial and error. So I guess it was 2 weeks ago, I think I recorded my first audition for an audiobook, submitted it, did not expect it to get accepted, which it didn't, so we're all good with that. But what we did get back was we were able to submit that to the company and they were doing like a, I guess it's a critique. And they sent back this long email telling me all the things that we need to do differently. The positive thing is, not one of them said the voice sounded bad. All the other stuff is all technical stuff, like how to record this and what to set the normalization to and blah, blah, blah. So, what we did today was we went through that long list, made all those changes, and then Kristen recorded hers with all of those suggestions done. So, the cool thing is, she submitted hers just a few minutes ago. We'll hear back from that, but then we can take hers and submit it to get that same critique done. And hopefully, when we get it back, it's not going to have any of those things on it that they told me I had to change on mine. So that's
Yeah,
something that we're hoping for.
it's good.
So some of the stuff, the other thing, we'll back up a little bit. I think we told you before that we had a Yeti, a Blue Yeti mic is what we've been using. That is connected to the PC that we use for doing a lot of the demos and things like that. We have since added on like an like a boom arm, so we can have that, and that has a shock mount on it and the pop filter. What else? So that's basically the setup for the PC, and that's what we're using for all of the main recording where we can edit it. But right now on the podcast, what we're using, we are using my phone, and we have a new version of our lapel mic, and it's got two microphones, so hopefully we will sound a little bit better and you'll be able to understand everything we're saying. And we're moving up. We're taking some hits. We're learning the fun stuff. And it's a challenge, but and it's a long journey just figuring this stuff out. We're like, it takes a lot of time sitting in this recording studio to figure all this stuff out. But it's fun, right?
Yes, it's a lot of
So
fun.
tell us like the kind of stuff that you're going to be doing, like for the voiceover stuff.
I would love to do narration, children's books, mysteries, thrillers. Also, I'd like to do commercials, and I'm interested in doing different animation, like so I can have different voices for characters. How about you? What are you interested in doing?
I seem to be falling into the narration category, information type stuff. But we'll see. I mean, we'll take some online classes, meet with some people, see what they say, and we'll figure it out. So we're not quite sure exactly, but so we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back and we'll finish this up for today. And we are back. And the final little update. So Kristen has submitted her first audio book audition today. So we're going to wait and hear back on that and see how that goes. I created a new one using all the new settings that they sent me on the critique, and I submitted a second audition for a different book, very different kind of a book, but we'll see what happens. We're going to have to put ourselves out there a lot to get this stuff working. So I think the next thing we have to do is just keep tweaking and getting feedback and critiques, right?
Yes. And I want to learn more of the technical side too.
Yeah, that's it's fun, but it's also like, oops, I just deleted the entire recording. That kind of thing happens, and then you have to start all over again. But what we're really learning about this, and it all depends on the software that you're using, is pay attention, and you can do markers, and you can come back and repeat a word, like, can we talk about the word you said today?
Yes, so. I said epitome instead of epitome.
So what we got to do from that little mistake, and in your defense, that was the only mistake you made in the entire read. So thanks. I had to go back and figure out how to edit out that one sentence so she could record that one sentence again. And we did it, and it turned out fine. It was like seamless. So we're learning all this stuff. So it's a lot of fun. Right, so check back with us. We will be updating you again on some things that we're adding, changing in our little world of voiceovers.
Yeah, and have a great day.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.